This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, powered by BetterHelp.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Welcome to the A to Z English podcast. My name is Jack, and I'm here with my co-host, Sochal. And Sochal, I'll let you introduce today's topic because you had come up with that topic, and it's very interesting.
Jack, I'm very excited to introduce a topic for today because I'm curious about what our listeners from other countries think about this, if it's similar in their countries, because it's really a cultural phenomenon that we're talking about in the Western world and especially the United States. And I just want to know, is this happening in other parts of the world? And what I want to talk about today is the male loneliness epidemic.
Yes.
And I guess the way I would define that, my understanding from what I've seen on social media, which is mostly how, you know, I've come to see this term utilized over and over again in social media format, is the fact that men, I guess, are feeling lonely and disconnected because it's becoming less common for them to have romantic partners, to be able to marry, to be able to settle down, to be able to have a long-term relationship. And it seems like women are becoming less and less interested in getting involved with a man, especially long term, and especially because things have changed drastically for women in the last 50 years, even. And it means that we can be financially independent now. We have an education now, a higher level education as well. There are more women who have studied, who have received a college degree in the U.S., I believe, and more women attending college in the U.S. than men. Mm-hmm. Women are in high paid fields. You know, women are independent. There are more single homeowner women than men as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're kicking it out of the park as a gender here. And I guess the men are feeling left behind and lonely because it's becoming a thing, I think, where they're not even competing with other men. They're competing with a woman's independence and peace that she can and what she can offer and provide for herself.
Yeah, and there's like two kind of camps. Like there's the bad take camp, which is the kind of right wing, let's regain control of women's lives.
Right, the red pill camp.
Yeah, exactly.
Which are, like Andrew Tate and who's that? Oh, Ben Shapiro, that little weird guy.
Charlie Kirk, like, and yeah, the incel. They're not incels, but
the incel leaders. They're like leaders of incel cults, basically, because most of their followers are incel men. Most red pill men are incels. So,
and what maybe we should explain what an incel is.
Yes,
it's a new term. It's a man who has given up trying to find a partner. He's just saying, yeah.
Stands for involuntarily celibate, which is just a man who is not able to get in a partnership, basically.
Right.
And red pill community, it's like, it's just a very misogynistic community comprised mainly of incels. And it's a reference to The Matrix, where Neo decides to take the red pill instead of the blue pill, and he like discovers that the whole world is a lie. So that's what the red pill is like, these men thinking they somehow became liberated from the system, but it's actually a system that benefits them anyway, so it's kind of stupid, but you know, it is what it is.
Well, the other camp is the one that understands the reality that you are talking about, that says like now women get married j because they want to, not because they need to. They're not for any financial security, or they're starting a family, getting married and starting a family because they want to do that, like it's their choice, not out of any sort of necessity. Would that be a good way to describe it?
Yeah, I think so. And what I think is really interesting is that there's still a higher percentage of women being married, getting married right now, I think, than there even will be in the next following generations, like younger Gen Z and Generation Alpha. Because, in my opinion, we as women still have a lot of leftover social conditioning of like, you need to get married, you need to start a family. And even though, like, probably when I entered my twen some point in my 20s, especially like post tw 2018, there started to be more, after the Me Too movement, there started to be more decentering men as an aspect of like of your life, and you don't need men, and less like social conditioning and less push towards women to get married and start families. But I think a lot of the social conditioning was still there in our early years with Disney movies, with through our families, through our cultures. And so I think right
Every
now we're
girl's dream
seeing.
is to get married, that's the, every boy's
Yes.
dream is to grow up to be a soldier, and girls want to be a bride, or something like that.
Yes,
So,
that's literally how it is. I find it interesting that you catch on to that or see it that way too. Did you, I'm curious, Jack, do you see that with your daughter at all? Maybe I'll
No,
switch subject, but
she seems, she's so like focused on ballet that I don't think she's even dated, at least I don't think she's even been on like a date, like
right. But more so
a.
than like her dating now or like anything now. I mean, like when she was a child, do you think that propaganda, like the Disney princess and the getting married and all of that, do you think that was really present in her childhood?
Oh, she's always loved being a princess, dressing up like a princess, things like that. But there was never a prince. You know what I mean? That was like not part of the fantasy. You know what I mean? It was just
Right.
the clothes and the style, that was
What about
all.
when women, like, you know how a lot of women like ask, like how a lot of little girls like ask their dad to get married?
Oh no,
That never happened.
that never happened.
Have
No.
you seen that? Like that's a really common theme, apparently. Like a lot of girls will ask their dad to get married.
Oh, sure, yeah. This is
Like
more like an
to marry
80s thing.
him, to
I
marry
don't.
him. Like they to play like a bride and groom, kind of. I know this is a weird, sorry, this is a weird question. It's just like really
I
common
know
for
I
girls
know
to
what you're
like.
talking about, but yeah, that never happened in our case. She was just never, I don't know. She seemed very, even if you ask her about like, do you have a boyfriend or something, that would be, why are you asking me that? Don't pry into,
Oh, she's very private. Okay.
very, very private. Yeah, super
Interesting.
private.
And do you think there's like a lot of conditioning with like say in Korean culture still nowadays, like that kind of pressure and
Yeah, Korea is
for
not in the same place where America was.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, powered by BetterHelp.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
I mean, people are not getting married here, but it's because of the financial burden. They're not able to afford a house. The things that they can't provide that you have to provide if you're going to get married. Like the guy's responsibility is to get the house. Well, now that's out of reach for most young men here. I think maybe the same economic dynamic is occurring in America as well, but I think there's something beyond that. It's not just economic now. It's just women, basically, they're like, what value are you going to add to my life qualitatively that I can't get by myself? You know what I mean? Like that is the issue. It's like, and for men, you know, like it's kind of like, you know, it used to be like if you're starting a race, the men were, you know, starting on the 50-yard line and women were starting on the, you know, 10-yard line or something. Now women have gained ground. We're more equal. And that feels like you're losing something when you have a head start and then there's some equality. The feeling is that you've lost something, but you haven't. The other group has gained something, and
right,
and now it's more even. And so you have to actually really bring some quality into a person's life. Why should I partner with you if I'm going to be working a full-time job and doing the dishes and vacuuming and cleaning and taking care of the baby? You know what I mean? Like women are starting to ask that question. You know, it's like, if we're going to do this, this is a partnership. You know, we're breaking the duties of the household in half. We're splitting everything, you know. It's you have to bring some value into this relationship. Whereas before, I think the value was like basically economic, you know, like, hey, I'm going to make the money and you're going to do all the household chores, you know? And women are like, yeah, that doesn't sound like a good deal to me, you know?
right. Yeah. I can make my own money now and right. I don't want to do all the household chores on top of that. Because I do think that it's become skewed as well, where men still expect women to like uphold traditional gender norms, like having the baby, raising the kid, doing all the domestic things in the domestic sphere. And then on top of that, still working a full-time job.
Yeah. I mean, think about that. Like, how bad would that suck? You know what I mean? Like, it would be terrible. Yeah. So I think women are just like, they're just like tapping out. Like, I'm out. I'm just gonna be single, or I'll just date, or whatever, but I'm not gonna tie myself down, in a legal, legally, like get married,
Yeah,
because
like a
once you get married, it's
marriage,
hard
like
to unwind, it's then you got to go through divorce lawyers and all that sort of stuff, and that's a lot of that's a very painful process, a very painful process. So, yeah, I just think that like women are choosing not to until they can find some a partner who's like actually adding value to their relationship that is not just economic. That's my understanding, but I maybe
yeah.
it's probably an oversimplification.
No, Jack, I think your understanding is really good. I'm actually super impressed by how well you seem to understand it because, there's always that classic, like, what do you bring to the table? And men like flip it on women. And it's like women, have been conditioned to bring a lot to the table and to prioritize a partnership over and over again. And I think they're just to the point where it's like, if I'm not also going to be a priority in a man's life, why would I make him my priority, center my whole life around him, and basically become a domestic slave to him? Like, you literally, there's research that shows that a woman who gets married adds 7 hours of domestic labor onto her week.
And once you
And
have a kid, you lose 1 hour of sleep a night too, as well, on average.
yes, and men don't add like any domestic labor. They, in fact, they get they. When they get married, their domestic labor decreases because they have less stuff to do.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's interesting. Yeah, because they're not living alone, so they're not responsible for all the chores that they had done before.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm not sure that this is a healthy trajectory, though. You know what I mean? Like necessarily. Like I mean, I think attitudes need to shift, and like I said, like men need to bring some more value to the relationships, and I think that there'll be more partnering.
Yeah.
But we have to kind of forget about those old. The old ways of our grandparents and our parents, generation. We need
Yeah.
to find a new way to live,
Yes, where marriages lasted like 50 years because women couldn't have a bank account without a man and couldn't have a credit card with, couldn't have their own credit card, like obviously, and couldn't get a well-paying enough job. Obviously, these marriages lasted because women didn't have a way out. And they were just surviving these marriages for 50 plus years. So yeah, things have obviously changed. And I do think that it's just amazing how a lot of men don't understand that if you are willing to do some of the domestic chores, have a full-time job just like the woman, and just have emotional intelligence, accountability, and are like reliable and faithful. Like, you already are sadly way above like 75% of these men
Yeah, and also what you're going
in
to
the
share in the child caring, child rearing responsibilities as well, like
yeah.
be ready to be a co-parent, not just, children are seen but not heard kind of father,
Yeah, like a neglectful, crappy father. I mean, without for yeah, like just not even a present dad. I totally agree. So I'm curious to our listeners what this male loneliness epidemic, how it's manifesting in their cultures, like whether you're in China or India or Pakistan or South Korea or Japan or Mexico or Latin America. Wherever you are in the world, I'm just curious to see how it's manifesting, if it has manifested, how gender roles are changing, how independence for women is changing, how education for women is changing, and like what factors you think really contribute. Yeah. So please leave us a
Absolutely.
comment down below and or shoot us a message at a to z English podcast at gmail.com and make sure you join the WeChat group. And yeah, join in on the conversation there. We'll talk to you guys next time. Bye bye.
Bye-bye.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy.
Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal.
Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online.
Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.